This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Gerald Gross, last name Gross, Gerald, Gerald. Place was Pines of Lapeer Memory Care. Pines of Lapeer Assisted Living. This is Assisted Living. Date was January 17, 2022. New paragraph. History, Mrs. Gross. Has been tested positive for COVID on around January 2nd, 2022, period. She seems to be doing fairly well, period. He had no major symptoms, although was fatigued a little bit at one point, period. He does have a history of congestive heart failure, and he has shortness of breath mainly with exertion but not at rest, period. However, he often needs to sleep in his chair due to back pain and has difficulty sleeping in his bed laying flat, period. He gets shoulder pain and leg pains as well, period. He has coronary artery disease, but there's no recent chest pain in that stable, period. He has chronic unspecified atrial fibrillation and the heart rate stable. And he's on amiodarone 200 milligrams daily, but determined by Carlton not to be a candidate for strong anticoagulation, period. New paragraph, he has a blood pressure tends on the low side, and he's on midodarone 10 milligrams 3 times a day for this, period. He has hypothyroidism, which is currently stable, and there's no specific thyroid symptoms such as undue cold intolerance or excessively dry skin or excessively dry hair. New paragraph. He is doing well, however, with respect to his COVID and his current problems, period. He does have a slight stasis ulcer of the right lateral calf, all period. It's relatively clean. He has been using an antibiotic, and that seems to be stable. He's getting xeroform now, period. New paragraph. He has a pacemaker, which is functional, and he has a diagnosis of COPD, which is currently stable also, period. He has not recently needed inhalers, period. New paragraph, review of systems. No fever or chills. No eye or ENT complaints, period. He does have slightly decreased hearing. Respiratory, he gets dyspnea mainly with exertion, and there's no orthopnea or paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding, GU, no dysuria, musculoskeletal variable arthralgias, mostly back pain, but he has pain in his knees and neck and diffusely. New paragraph, CNS, no headaches, fainting or seizures. New paragraph, passage is positive for osteoarthritis, COPD, gout, pacemaker, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, depression. He had a history of brain bleed, and that's also a factor why he's not on anticoagulation. Unsteady gait, osteoarthritis of multiple joints, benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease. The paragraph, family history. His father died at 84 and his mother at 82, period. He had a sibling that died at 80 of dementia and one living at 77 who has a stroke, period. In terms of social history, he last smoked 10 years ago and hasn't recently, period. No alcohol excess, period. New paragraph, examination, he's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 96 over 60, pulse 66, his nitrate 18, oxygen saturation is 95%. Head and neck, pupil deeply reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, hearing was diminished but adequate. neck, simple no, nose, no thymomegaly, lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular decreases 1 is 2, pansystolic murmur 2 out of 6, edema 2 plus on the feet, carotid pulse, systolic no bruit, abdomen soft, non-tender, CNS, cranial is normal, sensation tract, musculoskeletal, short range of motion is normal, skin is a stasis ulcer in the left lateral gap that is stable but slightly open. The paragraph assessment and plan. Mr. Gross appears to be overcoming his COVID, and there's no major symptoms, and his oxygen saturation is good, period. Tui has a tendency to hypotension, and I'll continue MITRE 10 milligrams 3 times a day. 3, he has atrial fibrillation and is on the MU 200 milligrams daily, period. His rate is controlled, period. He's not on anticoagulation due to a previous brain bleed. In paragraph 4, his coronary artery disease and his stents, and I'll continue Ranolazine, 500 milligrams twice a day. Period. 6, he has benign prostatic hypertrophy, and I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily. 7, he has hypothyroidism, and I'll continue levothyroxine 150 micrograms daily. Period. 8, I'll continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily for lipids. Period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan. Period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.